For a lot of my listeners, I feel like they're on a journey to simplify their lives, but they don't want to sacrifice style, which I completely understand, and that's why I was excited to partner with Home Threads. Home Threads is the perfect blend of minimalism and comfort for your home. At HomeThreads.com, you can discover a curated collection of sleek and functional furniture that speaks to the heart of minimalist living, from multifunctional storage to timeless design. They have everything you need to create a clutter-free and serene space for your family. As most of you know, we've recently moved, and I'm not someone to just fill up a room so that it's done and decorated. I wanted to do this with intention, and so I searched out accent chairs on Home Threads and found the perfect mid-century modern chair that really complements my space. So embrace the beauty of less and elevate your home with purposeful pieces. Visit homethreads.com/minimalist and get a code for 15% off your first order. Home Threads, love where you live. Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Moms Podcast. I'm Diane. I'm a mother of three living in Columbus, Ohio. I'm trying to make room in my life for what matters by getting rid of the clutter and living life with purpose. I hope you'll join me on the journey to think more and do with less. Join me today for a special bonus conversation with host of the Real Happy Mom Podcast, Toni Ann Mambi. Toni shares advice for weekend routines that best prepare us for the work week. Her suggestions are likely to help you reduce overwhelm and eliminate unnecessary stress in your week. For those that are new around here, I release bonus episodes that serve a certain niche of my audience, so if this topic doesn't fit what you're looking for, join me back here next Tuesday for a conversation that you won't want to miss. Also, with the bonus episodes, I typically don't share a resource or moment of the week, but stay tuned on Tuesday. I have a really good minimalist moment for you. So without further ado, if you've already left a rating and review on iTunes, join me for this conversation with Toni Ann. Let's get to it. Toni Ann, thanks so much for joining me today on the Minimalist Moms Podcast.
Yes, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I can't wait to hear what you have to say about how we can prepare our week on Sunday, the five things that you think that we should do. So I can't wait to hear more about that topic. But before we get into it, why don't you go ahead, introduce yourself. And I always ask this question, do you consider yourself to be a minimalist?
I like that question. So I'm Toni Ann. I am a wife and mom. I'm also a general dentist, full-time general dentist and reservist in the Navy. Then on the side, I have the Real Happy Mom Podcast, which I am the host of. I truly do want moms to really be that real happy mom, not the ones that pretend on social media. And so that is my mission, is to help moms just kind of simplify things and really enjoy motherhood and life in general. And to answer your question, do I consider myself a minimalist? I'm a minimalist in process. How about that one?
Yeah, no. Why do you say in process? Are you just trying to like go through the beginning processes of decluttering right now?
Yes. So like I go through these phases where I will declutter like crazy and it will be going good. And then I kind of slack off and then get back into it again. So now I'm back into it again. So I just did my office and I'm working on the closet now, and then we're going to work downstairs. So it's a progress going on.
Oh no, I totally get that. Well, you do have a lot on your plate. So I'm wondering what it looks like for you as you start to mentally prepare for the week, physically prepare for the week with your kiddos. You have all these balls that you're juggling. And so I'm wondering what it looks like just from where we start, I guess.
Yeah. So the thing that I found is that kind of simplifying things and doing some things in advance kind of help make the week go by a lot smoother. And this has been tested by me and several others. So I found that it's five kind of core things. There's some other things that you can add to this routine, but five core things that if you do these things, it will help make your week go by a lot smoother and will eliminate a lot of that like frantic Monday feelings. So really quick, I'm just going to go over kind of really fast, and then we can deep dive into any of these if you want to.
Yeah, sure.
Here, Diane. But so the five things I got is getting your clothes ready for the week, then getting your meals ready, not necessarily saying you have to meal prep, but just preparing a menu for the week. The third thing would be planning out your week. The fourth thing is cleaning out your purse, bag, whatever it is that you are have with you on a regular basis. And then the last thing is restarting your devices. And what I have found is these five things kind of help to do a couple of things. One, it helps to get you prepared so that you already know what's coming. Because as moms, a lot of times it's easy to get in that reactive mode versus the proactive mode. So this puts you back into being proactive so that you're not just reacting to life happening. And then two, there's this very real thing out there called decision fatigue, which a lot of moms, once I start explaining it, they're like, oh yeah, I go through that all the time. But basically with decision fatigue, you have so many decisions that you can make in a day, which are very great decisions. And then after that, one of two things happens is either you don't make a decision at all, or you begin to make very poor choices. So when you get to that decision fatigue point, that's when things start to get a little bit crazy. So doing some of these things that I mentioned, those top five things, kind of help to prevent you from using up your brain power and your decision-making power on things that aren't necessarily important, so that you can focus on the things that are, and then therefore have great days. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
No, absolutely. I'm all about recognizing where in your life there can be decision fatigue and to streamline what we can. So we can definitely go through those five areas. And my first question in regards to laying out your clothing, are you doing this for both yourself and your children? I guess it depends on probably their ages.
Yeah. Yeah. This is always a really fun question I get. So I did try to do this for myself and the kids, but my kids are still in this point where they'll pick something out, even though they pick it out today, like tomorrow, they'll be like, I don't want to wear that. And it's just like, listen, bro, like I got to go. Like, can we just pick something? So for them, I don't too much worry about them per se, as far as their clothes. I'm hoping one day they'll get to a point where they can, they'll like what they picked out for their clothes, but I just focus more so on myself.
No, that totally makes sense. I heard someone, I think it was on a podcast episode, or maybe I heard it in real life. Regardless, she said that she has her five-year-old pick out her three-year-old's clothing. She's outsourced that to her five-year-old. So she's like, I never quite know what my daughter will be wearing. But I thought that that was a great way to just utilize your resources to not have to have something else extra on your plate. But the next thing you said was to meal plan or get your meals in order. So I guess, what does that look like for you? Tell us the basic process for you.
Yeah. So Diane, what I found, at least for me, like the hardest part of my day is at the end of the day in the evenings, because I am totally tapped out by the time I get home, just from doing all the things at work and having to, what I always say, I have to be on stage for my patients because they're scared and they have these things going on, blah, blah, blah. So I'm just totally done mentally. So the last thing I want to hear is, what's for dinner? That is the question that will like send me into like starting to like twitch a little bit over here. So having at least a menu so that you know what you do have in the kitchen or in the pantry makes it a lot easier. So simply just taking out a piece of paper and writing Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, whatever it is that you like to do. Mm-hmm. And then just writing out based on what you have. We can do chicken and rice. We can do hamburgers. We can do a steak and potatoes, like whatever it is, just having a menu so that you can easily look up and see like what you have so that those questions can be eliminated. Now you can go as far as doing the whole meal prep thing, but I'm not as consistent, but at least having a menu helps to eliminate a lot of the questions and me just going ahead and like, you know, doing takeout or giving my kids cereal again or something like that. So having that menu, I think, is at least a starting point.
Absolutely. And I think I would say a few years ago when I only had Charlotte and Martin, it was harder for me to ever want to spend money on takeout or something like Home Chef or something like a meal planning delivery service or anything like that. But now there are a few times a week where I'm like, the extra money that I spend on not having to think about this, and this is already here for me, or like, hey, we're just in a huge rush on Tuesday, so we're going to get Chipotle on that night. That's been really helpful for me too. And again, I'm usually pretty frugal, but I'm like, you know, this extra money that we spend here, let's pull it from somewhere in our budget so that we can make this happen. But I would say in my past, I would always kind of struggle with something like that, but I'm definitely about meal planning and even just regular consistent meals that I know that everyone likes. That's very helpful too.
Yeah, definitely. And really quick too, like I DoorDash often because like I said, I'm tired.
Yeah.
So you can put that in on your menu too. Like we're doing takeout or we're doing DoorDash. So yeah, no, I totally get it, but it's okay. I've learned to tell myself it's okay if we eat out once.
Hey, you know what's easy to do? Start investing, start trading. It's easy these days. A lot of investment apps make it super easy to jump right into the market if that's what you want to do. But just because it's easy to do, it doesn't mean you know what you're doing. And I can tell you that's true because I do not know what I'm doing, and Wealthfront makes it easy to invest. But it's also easy to grow your savings with a diversified portfolio that balances your other riskier bets, and you don't just have to use the classic portfolio. You can choose things that you specifically care about. You could invest in socially responsible funds. Wealthfront has a portfolio for that purpose. You can invest in technology if that's your preference. There are hundreds of investments, including these packages that Wealthfront has put together for you based on your interest. If you're like me, a lot of this was over my head in the beginning, but Wealthfront has made it much easier to invest and learn. Wealthfront is trusted with over $27 billion in assets, helping nearly 500,000 people build their wealth, and Investopedia just named them their best robo-advisor for 2022, which is pretty amazing considering the year isn't even halfway over yet, right? So to start building your wealth and get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/minimalist. That's wealthfront.com/minimalist to start building your wealth. Go to wealthfront.com/minimalist to get started today.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you more about mylifeinabook.com. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you choose to ask. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. One of the challenges I face with being a minimalist is wanting to be as intentional as possible about the things that I am buying. I do understand that I live in a world where I can't completely avoid purchases. There are birthdays, there are holidays, there are the celebrations. But if I can be more intentional about gift giving, it's so important to me. I've had the experience to gift one to my mom, and being able to gift that to her seemed more significant than something that wasn't as sentimental to her. So if this sounds like a gift that you'd be interested in giving, check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MINIMALIST at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MINIMALIST for 10% off today. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. I'm so happy to partner with ByHeart because their goal is to create a future where all parents feel amazing about feeding their baby, no matter how they do it. Their mission is simple: make the best infant formula in the world. Let me tell you a little bit more. ByHeart's patented protein blend gets closest to breast milk by including the two most abundant proteins in breast milk, plus whole and partially broken down proteins for a nutritious blend that's gentle on tummies. ByHeart ran a clinical trial where they compared their formula to a leading infant formula, improved benefits like less spit up, easier digestion, and so much more. ByHeart is leading the ways in a lot of ways. They're the only U.S.-made infant formula to use organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. It's the only new infant formula brand to add a comparison to breast milk in their clinical trial. And ByHeart is the first infant formula company to receive Clean Label Project's Purity Award. So are you curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code MINIMALIST for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
All right. Remind me of your third one that you had.
The third one, I didn't go in any specific order. So we already did meals, we did clothes, and then we did planning for the week will probably be the next one.
Planning for the week was number three. What do you have to say to just expand a little bit more on that? What does that look like? Maybe extracurriculars or just who has the kids? What does that look like for you?
Yeah. So first thing I would say for me is definitely starting with a brain dump, just getting a piece of paper and just dumping out like everything that I have on my mind that I need to do. So I find that doing things in compartments helps to get things out a lot easier. So I'll compartmentalize, you know, what I need to do for the Navy. What do I need to do for work? What do I need to do for the house? What do I need to do for myself? What do I need to do for my kids? And so on and so forth. From there, I'm able to see like what actually needs to get done this week. What can I delegate? What can I put off? What can I plan for another time, that sort of thing. Then from there, I'll start to look at, okay, what do I have going on for the week? And then also pulling the calendar for my kids for their school. And then also my husband, getting him in there, because I need to know what everybody's doing so that we don't have any conflicts. Because the biggest thing that I find is a lot of times, like, I'll make plans for what I want to do and what I think I'm going to do. And then next thing you know, my husband's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to be out this day. And I'm like, wait. But like, who's going to watch the kids? Cause I'm going out too. So it helped eliminate those scheduling conflicts. And then also too, you can be prepared for, you know, those kid events at school, like dress up days, like Wacky Wednesday and the 100th day of school and things like that. So at least you're prepared. Yeah. So right now we're preparing for the standardized tests for the state of Florida. So I know I need to get some things ready for that. So those are some of the things that I would say to take into consideration when you're planning out your week.
Yeah, I don't think I could do life if I didn't have a planner and or calendar to look at. And that's actually what I was doing before I got on the call with you. I have my whole April where it's not broken down by the day, but it's just broken down by the month right now. So I can kind of get a grasp, and then I'll go into my weekly planning, which it really doesn't take that much time once you get into the habit of doing it. But I find it to be so critical and crucial to my week.
Absolutely. I'm totally there with you.
All right. What did we say number four was?
Number four would be cleaning out your purse or your bag and whatever it is. Sometimes some people say their car, because that's where they spend a lot of their time and that's where things are. But just, I would say, like, for me, I'll change out a purse like every other month or so. So I still have the same purse that I'm carrying around. But a lot of times, especially with little kids, it's easy for things to get in there that's not supposed to be in there. But as minimalist moms, we're keeping a lot of the clutter out, but definitely going through and seeing what needs to get out and taking it out, and what needs to go back in goes back inside of the purse, because or the bag or whatever it is that you're taking. Because one day, I think my office manager got locked out, or no, she got stuck behind the train. And I was the only other person with the key to get into the office. So there's like five people waiting outside the office. And I almost had a panic attack because I just switched over purses, but I didn't put the key in there for the office. But luckily I put it in this other little side pocket. I forgot that I did. So we were fine, but just knowing, you know, what needs to be in what places so that you're not like me and like having a panic attack because you thought you left the keys in the other purse, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm actually someone, I have a couple of duplicates, because in my one jacket, actually my coat, I keep a lot of stuff in my coat pockets in the winter. And so I'll keep a debit card in there and then like a credit card in my purse, so that like I always just have those things on my person, I guess. But also the same with lip gloss or I'm trying to think of what else. I just have duplicates of things, which maybe is not very minimalist of me, but it keeps me being prepared. But I really like the idea of cleaning out your purse or your car. I'm all about it, just helps you feel more put together. It might seem simple, but it just, yeah, as you move through your week, whatever you can take control of and feel put together with, I think that we should try and work towards that.
Yes, yes, definitely. And it makes things go a lot smoother when you know where things are. So I'm with you on that one.
Sure. All right. Last one was, you talked about the phone being reset.
Yes. So I say restarting all the devices. So your laptop, your tablet, your phone, go ahead and restart in all of those. Because the thing is that I've learned from my techie husband is that a lot of times we have multiple programs or different apps running, especially like on our phones, and we think we're closing them out, but they're still running in the background. Mm-hmm. What happens is a lot of times those things running in the background can slowly start to make your device start running slower. And eventually you start having crashes and things start acting crazy. Or like what happened to me a while ago, like I was getting ready to do a recording, like how I'm doing with you. And all of a sudden my computer decides it wants to update. And it's one of those 2-hour like crazy updates. So I like almost lost it that day. But going ahead and restarting devices just helps to close out all those programs running in the background and helps devices to run smoother. Because let's just be honest, all of us have at least some device either on us or nearby us. And it makes our lives a lot better when those things aren't like glitching and causing issues. So makes the week just a whole lot better when tech is acting like it's supposed to.
Oh my gosh, that is a great idea. I've never heard that before, but that is a great idea. All right. Well, was there anything else that we missed that you'd like to share to encourage listeners in this conversation?
Yeah. So I know I gave kind of my five core things, but there's some other things that you can add to kind of the Sunday routine. And if you're listening, you're like, Tony, this sounds like a lot. Like literally, like it takes me maybe 30 minutes and it saves me like hours throughout the week. So if there's other things that you know that you struggle with throughout the week, make sure that you incorporate those things too, so that you can make it your own and make it work for you in your situation. But definitely my biggest thing is I just want you to do things that you're future self will thank your present self for later. So whether it's doing something in advance or having something prepared, it will just make things a lot smoother for you and make your weeks go back a lot easier.
Absolutely. Well, Tony Ann, where can listeners find you if they want to connect with you online or listen to your podcast?
Yes. So if you are listening right now, you go up to the search bar and type in Real Happy Mom. You will find the Real Happy Mom podcast there. And I'm all over social media at Real Happy Mom. And my website is Real Happy Mom as well.
Perfect. Well, as we wrap things up here, I'm going to ask you the two questions that I ask every guest. And the first one is, what has been a beneficial resource to you that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Ooh, it's a lot of them. So I don't know if Ashley wants me to spill the beans, but I'm going to already right now. So I have a friend, Ashley. She has a company routine and things, and she is in the process of creating a planner. And okay. Her planner is all about routines and systems. And I am really loving how she tracks the different routines in her life. So self-care, family, cleaning, cooking, all those things. And so I'm really digging this planner. I'm not sure when it's coming out, but I know it's definitely coming out in 2022. But yeah, routine and things is where Ashley is at, and I'm loving all her stuff.
Yeah. I've talked to Ashley before, actually. Yes. She is so helpful. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I'll definitely look out for that and link that in the show notes if I possibly can. That's awesome.
Yes.
All right. My last question for you is, what is something that you can't stop talking about?
Oh, what I can't stop talking about. What is the newest thing here? Well, I'll be honest with you. My husband, we just upgraded our phones and he got his phone first because I ordered the white one. He ordered the black one.
Okay.
So I cannot stop talking to him about when my phone is coming, which should be any day now. I've been waiting for like a month and a half. So I'm pretty excited about
this. Is it like a new Apple iPhone or something?
It's the new, Galaxy Ultra, whatever the new one is. Yeah. Okay, I got the big fancy one and I'm too excited.
It is really exciting to upgrade your phone. I don't do it often, but when I do, there is something kind of, you use it every single day. So it's so nice to have something that's like a little, feels kind of bougie when you first.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Tony Ann, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate your time.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
What did you think of the episode? I invite you to keep the conversation going at minimalistmomspodcast.com. There you'll find links to the Instagram account, Facebook page, and where you can find me all around the web. Thank you for joining up on this journey. I wish you a lovely week as you think more and do with less.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.